It's showtime!
Showtime!
It's showtime!
It's showtime!
It's showtime!
It's showtime!
It's showtime!
Everybody, it's showtime!
Showtime!
It's showtime!
Showtime!
It's showtime!
Showtime!
It's showtime!
It's showtime!
Don't say it, please. Don't say it.
No, I have to say it, Mitch. Showtime!
It's Friday, where we talk about what's hitting movie screens with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and The Takeaway. Hi, Rafer.
Hi, welcome aboard.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. So, Suburbicon, directed by George Clooney. I've seen commercials about it so far. It seems really interesting. Let's take a little bit of a...
Welcome to Suburbicon, a town of great wonder and excitement.
Hey there.
Built with the promise of prosperity for all.
So this looks like a little bit of a freaky, interesting film. Tell me about this.
Yeah, I think if you've seen the trailers, you're probably expecting some kind of a satire. You've got Matt Damon, who plays a family man in this 1950s idyllic suburb called Suburbicon. We don't really know where it is, but he's this guy who looks like the mob is coming after him. He's defending his home, trying to protect his family. That's not quite how the story goes, and I don't want to give away too much. That story's actually a little darker than you might expect. It's told through the eyes of the little boy, Matt Damon's son. I think the problem with this film is that part of it seems to have been written by the Coen brothers, and there's a second part of this film written by George Clooney and Grant Heslov, which is a civil rights drama about a black family that moves into this neighborhood, and the white families gather around, beat drums, yell at them, try to force them out, and at some point begin to hang Confederate flags on their house. All of this based, slightly exaggerated, but based on a real-life incident in Levittown, Pennsylvania back in 1957. I'm just going to say the Coen brothers' farcical, wacky film noir and the very earnest civil rights drama just don't go together.
I can't imagine how they might, especially in light of the current political climate and racial climate that we're experiencing right now.
I totally agree. I think Clooney and Heslov wanted to, I think, draw some very clear parallels. There's a point where the white neighbors build a large fence around, essentially a wall around their black neighbors, some of which could have worked as social commentary, but I think when you have these weird comedic aspects in it, it just doesn't hit.
Next movie, Thank You for Your Service, directed by Jason Hall.
This is our care package. Fill it out, and on review, you will be directed to a primary care physician and psychiatrist.
How long does that take?
Usually 12 weeks, but we're in arrears, so...
Arrears?
Yeah, we're backed up. It could be 6 to 9 months.
Are you kidding? You think these guys can wait that long?
So, Rafer, this is a different tone of film. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, that's Miles Teller playing Adam Schumann, a real soldier who is trying to get benefits and get help for his post-traumatic stress. He was an Iraq soldier, Iraq veteran. This is based on David Finkel's nonfiction book and directed by Jason Hall, who is the screenwriter of American Sniper. So you've got, I think, kind of a counterpoint to American Sniper here. That film was very intense, a lot of action, a lot of emotion. This film is much quieter. It's much more about these very humbling, quiet moments about these guys who are suffering. They finally have to admit they need help. The Army does not come off very well here as a bureaucracy or as a cultural institution, not so helpful to these guys. But I think what I like about this movie is the quietness with which it tells its story, and you really get to know these characters and feel for them and feel how they're kind of bottoming out and trying to right their ship and get back into American life.
And is this sort of bringing to light that issue that veterans, you know, I think we have a lot of sort of unrecognized veterans, and the issues that they're facing are pretty, you know, under the radar. So is this sort of bringing that to light as well?
Yeah, I think that scene that you heard right there with him in a VA hospital kind of coming up against that sort of bureaucracy that we've all come up against and that you feel that veterans in particular should not come up against, that is not something I can think of that I've really seen brought to the forefront in very many war films. War films generally in America, not that popular, especially about the Iraq War.
Yeah.
And, you know, the idea of soldiers returning home with stress, also not a popular subject, doesn't tend to do very well at the box office.
And the idea that they may not be treated as well as we expect them to be treated, not popular either.
Not the kind of thing we want to confront, but I think this film does a very good job of it, and I do hope people go to see it.
Movie number three. Now, am I saying this right? Novitiate?
Novitiate, yes.
Margaret Betts is directing here. Tell us about this.
Very interesting film, kind of an unexpected subject at the moment. It's about a young nun, played by Margaret Qualley, Andy McDowell's daughter, by the way, who decides to become a nun in 1964, right as Vatican II is coming in. So it's really about this young, idealistic nun, but she's also watching sort of the church go through this dramatic change. Melissa Leo plays the Mother Superior, who does not want that change to happen.
Obviously, if we tell you what the change is, we would give too much of the plot away.
Well, I think people probably know. I think if you grew up in the Catholic Church, or mea culpa if you used to be a Catholic.
Getting involved in that one.
That's all right. That's all right. But I think you know that Vatican II is the church that we know. It was essentially a modernizing effort. But it also, I think, took away a lot of this, the extreme practices, yes, but a lot of the specialness that I think went along with what it meant to be a nun, what it meant to be a priest. And I think one of the questions the film raises is, what have we lost there? For the sake of modernizing, what did we lose in return? Really interesting film. Never quite goes where you think it does. I was really mesmerized by it. Melissa Leo could be an Oscar nominee for that. Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Interesting. A lot of conversation about the sort of, you know, where the church is going today as well, right? And the need where our Pope is. And so that's a really fascinating take on that. Anything that stood out to you that you didn't like in any of these films other than Suburbicon or...
I liked all these films. I thought these films all had a little something to offer. I think probably your best bet here is Thank You for Your Service or Novitiate, which I thought was really interesting.
Well, we'll start to see where those end up. And I'm disappointed in what you said about Suburbicon, I have to
say.
Sorry about that. That's all right. Rafer, thanks so much for being with us as always. And we look forward to talking next week.
All right. Thank you.
The Takeaway is supported by Staples, offering print and marketing solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets and manuals, signage, and more. More at Staples stores or staples.com/print-and-marketing. Staples, it's pro time. And Fracture, creating modern photo decor by printing their customers' photo directly on glass. A Fracture is image, frame, and mount all in one, available in a selection of square and rectangle sizes. Learn more at fracture.me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.